رمضان
رمضان
رمضان رمضان نايتس on البيان راديو.
بسم الله، الحمد لله، والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وعلى آله وصحبه ومن والاه. السلام عليكم dear brothers and sisters, and welcome back to our program Ramadan Nights live on البيان راديو on this 24th night of Ramadan, 1445 after the blessed hijra of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. I'm your host Abu Abdurrahman, and once again, I am honored and privileged and happy to be joined by my dear beloved Sheikh, who has his hot chocolate with him tonight, Sheikh Khalid Muhammad. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Honestly, this isn't, you know, paid advertising, but this is one of the best hot chocolates I've ever had.
Did you have a spill? What's going on there?
I don't, this is how it was given to me.
Now, tech team inside, is that the first hot chocolate we've made for our guests this year? Is that right? Yes, first hot chocolate.
And mashallah, it's a beautiful one.
And this is the standard chocolate from them, is that right? Yeah, it is. For our brothers from Depache, who, as we have said, they have generously donated the coffee machine and the coffee and the chocolate. So the chocolate's good, you like it.
I love it. Wallah, Allah barik fikum.
Barak wa fika barak. Dear listeners, we'd like to welcome all those who are listening on 107.9 FM in Sydney. We will be on 107.9 FM in Sydney until the end of the month, so please tune in and spread the word. And for those out of Sydney, you can continue listening to us wherever you are, bi-idhnillahi ta'ala, on our app, Al-Bayan Radio, on the Google Play Store, on the Apple App Store. Please download it and share away. Now, previously we've been discussing the expiators. We'll get back to that. But tonight, in the pre-Tarawih talk at Masjid Al-Azhar Belmore, you gave the Sheikh a short talk about Zakat and its importance. Maybe brief summary of what you spoke about.
Yeah, bismillah, alhamdulillah, wa salatu wa salamu ala rasulillah wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa man wala. So we mentioned just briefly, and our listeners, brothers and sisters, can go back to, I think it's the ASWJ College YouTube channel.
No, Masjid Al-Azhar. For the Al-Azhar course? Or?
Yes, for the course.
Oh, excellent. We'll link both. Yes, for the lesson the Sheikh gave tonight, you can go to the Masjid Al-Azhar for YouTube and Facebook. Yeah. And the workshop the Sheikh spoke about just before Ramadan, the Sheikh, Jazahullah Khair, done a workshop on the fiqh of zakat. So we'll put the links there, tech team. Please put the links in the description there.
So we quickly just, you know, briefly went over it today as a shorter reminder to the brothers and sisters who attended, and also the listeners on the radio, the importance of zakat, pretty much, that obligatory charity. We have discussed it briefly on the radio as well before. And this is just a reminder, considering many have, you know, or do fulfill this pillar in this blessed month of Ramadan. And subhanAllah, just the importance of extracting that, you know, wealth. Allah Azza wa Jal obliged us to take from our wealth to purify it, that 2.5% acting as a purifier once again for the wealth. And I mentioned just briefly how naturally human beings, humankind, we do love our wealth. And this is something that's normal. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, لو أن لابن آدم واديا من ذهب لا أحب أن يكون له واديا. That if the son of Adam had a valley of gold, he would, you know, have loved or wished that he could have two. And in another hadith, another riwayah or version, he says that if he had two valleys of wealth, he says, he mentions mal of wealth, he labtagha thalithan, he would have wanted the third one. And obviously the many verses regarding this, wa innahu li hubbil khayri la shadid wa tuhibbuna al mala hubban jamma, and alhaakum at-takathur, and many other verses how Allah Azza wa Jal mentions how we love this wealth, sometimes describing it as a violent and aggressive love, subhanallah. Fa at the end of the day, we also know the narrations of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, but knowing isn't enough. Knowing isn't enough. At the end of the day, it's very important that we're acting upon that which we know. And we've seen, subhanAllah, many times that from the hardest of things for people to act on is to let go of this wealth. And at the, you know, subhanAllah, you see that when people hold on to this wealth and they don't extract and they don't give that which Allah has obliged upon them, namely the zakat, then really people might think that, yeah, they're saving, you know, they're holding or they're saving. But in reality, this is only going to, you know, pretty much act as an opposite effect or a detriment to them if they hold on to that which Allah obliged them. So we did speak about some of the punishments as well that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that this wealth that they hold on to, pretty much they hoarded, they didn't give and they didn't extract, that it will be made to seem like a bald-headed poisonous scorpion. As the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he says, yakunu kanzu ahadikum yawm al-qiyamati shuja'an aqra, that your wealth, meaning this zakat that one held on to, that it will be on the day of resurrection, it will come as if it is a bald-headed poisonous snake, and it will be wrapped around his neck like a collar. And this is like when Allah Azza wa Jal mentions that in the verse in the Quran. And also the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, or Allah Azza wa Jal, he mentions how this wealth will be heated in the hellfire, and the person, his forehead, his flanks, his sides, and his back will be branded. A very important reminder, my brothers and sisters, regarding this wealth that we know we all have that natural love for, but do not let it get the better of you, and know that when you do extract and when you do give, Allah Azza wa Jal will give you.
Barakallahu fiqh di Shaykh. For whoever would like more information on the fiqh of Zakat, you can see in the description or the comments there. The tech team have put the fiqh of Zakat workshop, the 2-day workshop, or the one day was fiqh of fasting by Shaykh Muhammad Dua, and the other day was fiqh of Zakat. So you can watch that in the links there on the, in the description or the comments section. May Allah reward the tech team. Quick talk. I'm very on the ball.
Straight
making
away.
Coffee, putting links.
Multitasking.
We might get a meal like tonight, like made it during the program.
Something
what's
delivered.
Cooking? No. Delivery. Yeah. Hello. Don't give any thoughts. May Allah bless them.
No.
Sheikh, expiators.
So we're on.
Where are we going to go tonight?
Pretty much. I think, subhanAllah, as you said, Sheikh, just the 24th night. Actually, I was thinking on the way here that if Allah wills Monday, which the brothers know, we've already mentioned, the brothers and sisters, that I'm rostered Monday and Wednesday, pretty much. This is the nights where we do go through the expiator series this Ramadan. SubhanAllah, that this could be my second last lesson. You know, this could well be if, you know, Ramadan does end up, or Eid, sorry, does end up being on the Wednesday, then we pretty much have Monday night and that's it.
We have an Eid edition.
Eid edition, that's it. But inshallah ta'ala, we'll finish off the series hopefully next lesson if Allah Azza wa Jal wills. So as the brothers and sisters do know, we started off this series mentioning how Allah Azza wa Jal has given us so many opportunities to have our sins forgiven. And one reason we look forward to Ramadan is because we get, you know, all of our sins forgiven. Now that might seem like, yeah, all of our sins forgiven, but think about it, brothers and sisters, yani, like we're talking about all of your sins forgiven equals inshallah the pleasure of Allah, equals Jannah, equals everything you want, and hopefully equals, you know, staying away from the fire by the will of Allah Azza wa Jal and His mercy. So we mentioned that whether it's in Ramadan or outside of Ramadan, there are many actions that one can do to have his sins forgiven. We mentioned some of them being, for example, at-tawbah, sincere repentance, at-tawbah al-nasuh, as Allah Azza wa Jal mentions. We also know al-istighfar. We also mentioned last lesson, for example, the 3 or 4, one of them being giving salams to your brother is a means of expiating some sin, where we said shaking the hands, as the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, that when a brother or a Muslim shakes hands with his brother, his sins fall off, or their sins fall off like the leaves of a tree. We also mentioned al-Islam being one of them, that when someone accepts Islam, all of the previous sins will be forgiven. And we mentioned, and we ended last lesson mentioning the walking to the mosque. Now, we previously have mentioned al-istighfar, and we said that is a kind of category, if you'd like to say, or a type of dua as well. But I just wanted to mention 3 narrations regarding how dua can be this expiation and some examples of that. So we mentioned in the first lesson, actually, the hadith where the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, "Man akala ta'ama," whoever eats food. Now, we're used to saying, of course, alhamdulillah, and this is something that's good. But the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam gave us an addition for that. Man akala ta'ama, whoever eats food, and says, فَقَالَ الْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ الْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ الَّذِي أَطْعَمَنِي هَذَا وَرَزَقَنِيهِ مِنْ غَيْرِ حَوْلٍ مِنِّي وَلَا قُوَّةٍ غُفِرَ لَهُ مَا تَقَدَّمَ مِنْ ذَنْبِهِ. That whoever says or eats food and says, alhamdulillah, all praise is due to Allah, who has fed me this and provided for me without any strength or power on my part, then his previous sins will be forgiven. And we know also the next narration, and for our brothers and sisters, I think dua and the hadith is on the screen, and you can always inshallah check the comment section where we will be mentioning these. We have the next hadith as well, where the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he mentioned, or Aisha radiallahu anha to be more precise, says that the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam never sat in any gathering or recited Quran. Now pay attention to this, being the month of Quran, many of us are reciting more than what we're usually accustomed to. For what are we saying after? We've previously mentioned that to say sadaqallah العظيم is not from the sunnah, and subhanallah, it is, as al-imam Malik rahimahullah ta'ala, imam Dar al-Hijrah, he mentions that whenever a bid'ah is introduced, a sunnah is, you know, pretty much destroyed, or it takes a place of a sunnah. And we see that when people, they say sadaqallahu al-azim, not necessarily saying that is in and of itself a bid'ah automatically, indirectly, but at the end of the day, we see that when they say this, they move away from the actual sunnah. The actual sunnah being the hadith where Aisha says, once again, so listen insha'Allah ta'ala carefully and attentively to this, that the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam never sat in any gathering or recited Qur'an or offered any prayer, except that he concluded those with certain words. I said, Ya Rasulullah, I see that you never sit in a gathering or recite Quran or offer any prayer, except that you conclude it with these words. He said, yes, whoever spoke good words, that will be like a seal on what he did of good. And whoever spoke ill, evil, it will be an expiation for him. So this is an expiator. What are these words? Subhanaka Allahumma wa bihamdik, la ilaha illa ant, astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk. Glory and praise be to you, O Allah. There is no God worthy of worship except you. I seek your forgiveness and I repent to you. So subhanallah, we see that this is a great narration, and it's also known as the expiator of the gathering. And we know that when someone says this at the end of a gathering, inshallah, the ill or the evil speech and the likes that occurred in that gathering will be forgiven. For how important is it for us to constantly be mentioning this at the end of our gatherings and at the end of our recitation of the Quran? And I'd actually like to hear from some of our brothers and sisters. Did you know that this is something to be said at the end of reciting Quran? Because subhanallah, many times we've mentioned this actually, and many times the reaction has been, you know, a surprise. Like, I always thought it was sadaqallahu al-azim. So maybe some of our brothers and sisters can comment on that.
Yes, please comment on our Facebook there in the comment section, or YouTube there in the comment section as well, or send us a text on our WhatsApp number, which should appear on your screen very shortly, bi'idhnillahi ta'ala. Send us an SMS or WhatsApp message, and insha'Allah ta'ala, we will read your feedback, comments, and suggestions, bi'idhnillahi ta'ala.
And you see, Sheikh, I was going to say, subhanAllah, like how important it is to raise awareness of these things as well. Like, subhanAllah, you know, many, I believe, as I said, that do finish reading and things like this, they don't actually say this dua, maybe because they forget or whatever other reason. And actually, subhanAllah, I was speaking to the brothers today after Fajr at Auburn, and we were discussing some of these points as well. And we were saying that a lot of the times, even the dua after, subhanAllah, one finishes the food, or one when one puts in his clothing and things like this, that a lot of the times we might not say these supplications because maybe forgetfulness and things, but make them a routine without making it robotic, but make it a routine that subhanAllah, you feel like something's missing when you don't say this, and it ends up being like that. I don't mean it to be robotic where you say it and your mind and heart isn't there, but make it into something that you've done it and you do it so much and you stick to it so much that subhanAllah, when you miss it, you feel like something's missing. It's like a prayer. Imagine, you know, you don't pray, you forget. It pretty much, you know, it's rare that someone would miss or forget the whole day that he didn't pray a prayer, because it just feels like something's missing, subhanAllah. So inshaAllah ta'ala, yani, try your best anyway to memorize this and raise awareness regarding these narrations that we're saying now.
Sheikh, you know what is beautiful about all this, especially to do with, you know, the expiators or the things which atone or wipe away sin, is that, and other types of adhkar and dhikr and the like, is that whatever you're going through, it puts everything back into perspective. If you're having like a bad day, or you've fallen into shortcomings and sin and desires or whatever it may be, and then you start your meal, for example, or you say the kafarat al-majlis, you say bismillah, or you say alhamdulillah, or you say la hawla wa la quwwata illa billah, or you say inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un, puts you back to where you really should be, and puts you in your spot, who you are, is that you're a abd, you're a slave of Allah. And your Lord is the most generous and the most merciful, who has given you plenty of opportunities to seek forgiveness from him and come back on track.
How beautiful is that? And the blessings, it reminds you, as you said, Sheikh, the blessings that you have. Like, subhanAllah, just regarding that dua, regarding the food, for example, you know, you finish your food, then even if you're having a bad day, even if, you know, you're upset or you're cranky, you're angry or whatever it is, subhanAllah, this actually helps you and reminds you to look at those who are below you, to look at those who don't have what you have. And then you remember to praise and thank Allah. And through that, you're only going to be given more. وَإِذْ تَأَذَّنَ رَبُّكُمْ لَإِنْ شَكَرْتُمْ لَأَزِيدَنَّكُمْ. Subhanallah. Yani, if you give thanks, then Allah will give you more, or you will be given more. And Allah Azza wa Jal, once again, as we've mentioned this principle in many different verses and even ahadith, لَأَزِيدَنَّكُمْ Allah Azza wa Jal says, I will give you more, surely give you more. And Allah doesn't mention in what. So this is the thing, brothers and sisters. You give thanks to Allah, you praise Allah, you thank Allah Azza wa Jal, you be grateful to Allah. Allah will give you more in every single aspect, inshaAllah. And we mentioned this even with the fast, that the fast is for me, Allah says, and I will reward. Doesn't mention with what. This indicates a massive and great reward. Likewise, those who are patient, Allah says, will give them recompense and reward. Once again, doesn't mention what. And there are many examples of that. So when we say this dua, all praise is due to Allah, who has fed me this. SubhanAllah reminds you, as you said, Sheikh, you are a slave. And also reminds you, you know, like the rising petrol prices and things like that. You know, we've all seen these kind of comments and posts and stuff like that. And they're good timely reminders that the one that provided for you when the petrol was $1.70 is going to provide for you when the petrol's $2.20. $2.40, $2.50. So this always reminds you, as you said, Sheikh, that I'm a slave. Allah provides for me. Let me just think good of Allah Azza wa Jal. And I know surely from somewhere I may not perceive, Allah is going to, for sure, certainly provide for me.
Sheikh, you know, on a side note there, you mentioned the $1.70 to like denote that the low price. Me and the tech team, we remember when it was in the 50 cents
SubhanAllah.
For a litre, wasn't it?
I remember
50 cents, 60 cents
maybe
back in the day?
6, 7 years ago. I think they had it like for 99 cents a dollar, and everyone used to go crazy because it used to be like $1.30. And now, SubhanAllah, $1.30 is probably Canada's as, you know, cheap.
Okay.
SubhanAllah. So the leaders always double the money when they were younger, and now it's the other way around. So I remember I had SubhanAllah Prado maybe about Allahu A'lam 11, 12 years ago, and it was gas and petrol, and I used to always get so happy about gas. Gas was so much cheaper, SubhanAllah. But now yani, obviously the prices are more expensive in every aspect. But once again, the Muslim always is positive, and the Muslim always relies on Allah Azza wa Jal, thinks good of Allah Azza wa Jal, has good assumptions of Allah Subhanahu wa ta'ala. And as we said, Sheikh, these really supplications, they help the believer remember that, get put back in his place, that Ya Allah, I'm a slave, Alhamdulillah, all praise you to Allah, who has fed me, who has given me, who has provided for me, look, without any strength or power. And this is a reminder to the brothers when it comes to comments like, wallah, you know, trust yourself, and you know, have trust in yourself. And then some of them forget Allah. So some of the ulama, they said this, look, the statement could contain yani good and bad pretty much. But it's always bad when it causes someone to forget Allah Azza wa Jal. And we know the hadith, Ya Hayyu Ya Qayyum, the dua, Bi rahmatika astaghith, aslih li sha'ni kullah, wa la takilni ila nafsi tarfata ayn. Don't even leave me, Ya Allah, to myself, not even the blink of an eye. So it is very important, brothers and sisters, to always show that need for Allah Azza wa Jal and need to Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala, and always think the best of Allah Azza wa Jal. And the last dua we'll mention, and this, once again, brothers and sisters, I only am mentioning these three as an example of how dua can be an expiator. Pick up the text, you know, the fortress of the Muslim, go to the end or the chapters in, you know, the six books of hadith, if you'd like to say the canonical texts. Go to you know, Bulugh al-Maram, at the end it's called the comprehensive book. And at the last chapter he mentions a chapter of dua. Read some of these chapters, read some of these texts on dua, and you know, you'll see amazing things, SubhanAllah, that once again, so easy, like what we're about to say now. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, man qal, whoever says Subhanallah wa bihamdihi mi'ata marrah, whoever says how perfect is Allah and I praise him 100 times. You know, this such short, so short of a statement, Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, his sins will be forgiven. The hadith mentions huttat khatayahu wa in kanat mithla zabadil bahr, that his sins will be forgiven even though they may be as much as the foam of the sea. Yani SubhanAllah, as I said, such a very, you know, short dua in respect to its words and number of words, but as we said, the virtue of it and the consequence will be great, my brothers and sisters. So try your best to memorize a few of them. And once again, I think, Sheikh, they're on the screen, SubhanAllah.
Beautiful, you can read it there.
So the tech is very on the board today.
Yeah, apart from the RAA, which is, I think, what's meant to be
radiallahu anhu. Yeah. I'm personally not a fan of the abbreviation.
Neither am I. Tech man, that's a failure on one.
That's probably...
he gave us the thumbs up.
The copy paste.
He's been almost perfect tonight. We had to find something to criticize. So yes, write radiallahu anhu in full... and say it in full. You don't say RRA, do you? Peace be...
PBUH.
That did happen.
And you know what's interesting?
Did you hear that sometimes? I think I heard, I don't know where.
I haven't heard it being said, but I obviously have seen it being written a lot. And it's interesting because, like, you know, those who try to pretty much justify that, then what would we say if someone came then after him, after that person, and just wrote P? you know, just P instead
of
P.
They do it in Arabic, don't they? They just got the letter. The sod,
exactly.
Books, yeah.
So, subhanAllah, yani, it is very important that we don't be kind of lazy when it comes to this. And it would be just enough not to do that, not to write it like that, to train ourselves not to be lazy.
And look at it that way. If you're the author, if you write that message and you write it in full and someone says it, you'll be rewarded for
exactly.
For
you get the reward,
what that person writes as well. So, Sheikh, any final comments?
So
wrap up
regarding the actual dua point. No, and we'll just mention maybe two more points, quick ones, inshallah.
Go for it.
Regarding the means of expiating, one of them, just two quick points, inshallah, is following the sunnah in wudu and prayer, and then obviously on a larger scale, following the sunnah in general. So the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said, "Man tawadda'a," and mind you, we did mention something about the wudu previously, but this is another narration, subhanallah, showing you how following the sunnah in the wudu and the prayer is a means of expiating. He says, "Man tawadda'a kama umir wa salla kama umir ghufira lahu ma qaddama min amal." That he says, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, whoever performs wudu as commanded. This is important. This point is so important because it's showing you and telling you as commanded. So follow and do not innovate. اتبعوا ولا تبتدعوا. Follow and do not innovate. من توضأ كما أمر وصلى كما أمر غفر له ما قدم من عمل. That whoever performs wudu as he was commanded and whoever prays as he was commanded, he will be forgiven for the sins which he, or pretty much actions which he put forth, meaning the sins here. And lastly, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he says, الصلوات الخمس والجمعة إلى الجمعة ورمضان إلى رمضان مكفرات ما بينهن إذا اجتنبت الكبائر. That the five daily prayers, and subhanAllah, these are things like we have to do anyway. And it's like if Allah Azza wa Jal gives you the life to, you know, reach them and things like this, look at His mercy, subhanahu wa ta'ala, that He'll forgive you. So He says, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the five daily prayers, as-salawatul khams, and the Friday prayer to the next Friday prayer, and the fasting of Ramadan to the next Ramadan is an expiation of the sins committed in between them, so long as the major sins are avoided. And that actually last point or last phrase, last part of the hadith is very important, because this was one of the main evidences which the ulama used to say that when it comes to the expiators in general, that the major sins require a sincere repentance to be forgiven. And as for the narrations that mention that the person's sins will be forgiven, that this refers to the forgiving of the minor sins. So this is the opinion of the majority of the scholars, and some of the scholars, they said otherwise. But just to repeat that point, that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, the five daily prayers and the Friday prayer to the next Friday prayer and the fasting of Ramadan to the next Ramadan is expiation of the sins committed in between them, so long as the major sins are avoided. So we see that because of that part of the phrase or part of the hadith, the majority of scholars use this as evidence to say that the major sins require a sincere repentance to be forgiven. And once again, the ahadith and the narrations which come to say that whoever does this, then his sins will be forgiven, that this is referring to the minor sins. For this is just a reminder anyway, stay on the safe side, always repent, a sincere repentance from your sins. And we just mentioned the hadith related to this as well, that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, مَثَلُ الصَّلَوَاتِ الْخَمْسِ, the parable or the likeness of the five prayers, كَمَثَلِ نَهْرٍ جَارٍ غَمْرٍ, is like that of a river running at your door, عَلَى بَابِ أَحَدِكُمْ يَغْتَسِلُ مِنْهُ كُلَّ يَوْمٍ خَمْسَ مَرَّاتٍ. The parable of the five prayers is that of a river running at your door in which one cleanses himself five times a day. So these prayers, subhanAllah, are a purification for us. And there are many ahadith and many yani versions and many athar from the salaf regarding this. And inshallah ta'ala, next lesson we'll finish off and wrap up this short series regarding the expiators.
Barakallah fiqh, Sheikh. We got a comment here from Khalid ibn Walid. What a beautiful name. We ask Allah to make you like him. He says, all you guys got really nice beards. Everyone I've seen on this channel. It's the sunnah, brother. It's not us. May Allah bless all the brothers who are on this, on Al-Bayan, for their in the implementation of the sunnah, and reward them for it.
Amen.
So any comments regarding that, Sheikh?
We say Alhamdulillah, Allah Azza wa Jal, you know, He blesses some with longer beards than others. But Alhamdulillah, this is something that, you know, we thank Allah Azza wa Jal for. Even if someone had a shorter beard than the likes, this is what Allah Azza wa Jal has bestowed upon him. I mentioned that only because, just in case there are some maybe who are self-conscious or things like this regarding not just the beards, but their bodies. We say this is what Allah Azza wa Jal blessed you with and blessed us with. Whether we have a longer beard or a shorter beard and the likes, we know that this is all from Allah Azza wa Jal. We've been commanded reminder to let it go and to leave it. Just in case, yani, there is anyone wanting to comment, oh, but what about the fist length? And no one saying that to, you know, take it down to the fist length is haram, as in no one here sitting here. But the point is, anyway, that always be happy and content with that which Allah Azza wa Jal bless you with. Follow the sunnah. And even in this regards, it's a wajib anyway to have it past that. Wallahu a'lam.
In'am, I see some family.
I see some family?
Yes. I don't know.
I see some family.
I see some family. Someone related? Where have you seen this? Someone pop up on the screen that is related, she's related, that he's related to? What's going on?
Allahu a'lam.
Muhammad. It was a deleted comment. We just don't see on. Oh, okay. Yeah, ignore that comment. Allahumma barik. The tech team can go through with the transitions today. Allahumma barik. Yes, Brother Muhammad complimenting the tech team. In Aam comments again, I see some family members kiss the Quran after reading. She didn't complete it. Yes, no problem. I see some family members kiss the Quran after reading it, but they see it as a good thing. Kissing the Quran after reading it.
This is it's a big topic, yani. I'll summarize it in like a minute or two. This generally was not the practice of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, nor the companions, nor the Salaf. However, some of the ulama were lenient in this topic because of a athar which has come from one of the companions, and some of the ulama weakened this, and others, they said it is authentic regarding placing the Quran above his head, if I recall correctly, and saying Kitabu Rabbi, Kitabu Rabbi, the book of my Lord, the book of my Lord. For some of the scholars were a bit more lenient than others in respect to this issue, but at the end of the day, we know, wallahu a'lam, that this was not done by the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, nor from the companions generally or the Salaf. So inshallah ta'ala, it is better to stay away from this.
And Brother Waqas, he praises Sheikh Muhammad's beard. Yes, Allahumma barik lahu. Also, yes, the Sheikh has got a video about the beard, which you can see in the description there in the comments.
I think it's a viral video too, Sheikh.
It's not viral, I think it's, I don't know where it's at. Probably approaching a million views somewhere.
Subhanallah.
And it's been taken and shared. And alhamdulillah, may Allah bless the Sheikh, and he'll be with us Friday night, bi-idhnillahi ta'ala. Sheikh Muhammad Dua. Sheikh, any final comments before we wrap it up?
Jazakumullahu khaira. I appreciate always being here. Yani, wallah, it's a blessing to have, you know, this radio station, alhamdulillah, giving non-stop pretty much lessons, ad-free and the likes. We remind the brothers, this is the last week. I mentioned, subhanAllah, in the pre-Ramadan talk that actually this Friday, this Jumu'ah, will be the last Friday, for example, already. You know, wallahi, it's gone so quick. And that's life, as we mentioned in the last lesson as well. And we've been constantly mentioning, it's gone so quick. You know, make the later days last. You know, Laylatul Qadr can be on any of the days. We could have already passed it, and we could still yet have to have passed it. We ask Allah Azza wa Jal to allow us to reach it, to accept from us. Use your time wisely, subhanAllah, and stay away from the distractions as much as you can. And, you know, always tune in, inshallah ta'ala, possibly next Monday, if I'm here, if Allah Azza wa Jal wills, we can mention a reminder about seeking knowledge, because wallahi, yani, being in the masajid, around the masajid with the brothers and around good company and the likes is so important, and you feel it. Everyone feels the mood of Ramadan. Everyone feels the mood of Ramadan. It's a great mood. So why can't you make that mood in outside of Ramadan as well? Really, subhanAllah, you see with some of the brothers that are in the masajid constantly and the likes, they are in that mood or semi-mood, because they're always around the masajid, in the masajid, around gatherings of knowledge and the likes. For this is something that definitely aids in your increasing of your iman. And, you know, it's so important, subhanAllah, to continue that even after Ramadan. But maybe we can have, inshallah ta'ala, a little lesson after Ramadan on what next.
Inshallah. Barakallah fiqh di Sheikh. We'd like to thank the Sheikh for being with us and the tech team and all the brothers who tuned in, especially those who left their comments. As the Sheikh mentioned, Al Bayan Radio is an ad-free radio. It's a radio supported by the community, for the community. So if you would like to support the radio station, Al Bayan Radio, which is an initiative of ASWJ Australia, in the comments section there, or sorry, in the description there, there is a link to how you can donate. And also, whoever has the app, there's a tab there, if that's the right thing to call it. Is that right, Tech Man? A tab? Middle there, there's with a hand giving sign. You can just click on it, click that tab, and you can donate there and see the various ways you can donate. Please support the radio station in any way you can. If you can't financially, then make dua to bless it and bless the brothers and sisters who are behind it. Barakallahu feekum to the brothers and sisters. And until next time, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.